The way room people make you feel young.
Not necessarily. Okay. It's just like trying to get in other people's heads of like, oh no, am I viewed as younger?
I forget that you're younger all the time.
Yeah.
I really do.
Very
I succeeded.
Rare that I think about a good answer. Like, yeah, I feel like you're the same age as me.
Yeah. It's very strange.
I try.
Wait, do you not like when people are like, you're so mature?
You're so
that
mature.
That just sounds like you're grooming him.
Yeah. You're so mature for your age.
You kind of asked that more seductively.
Sorry, Sean. Hi, welcome to DCOM Divas with Jana. And I have two very special guests. Or do you guys want to say hi at the same time?
Hi. Yo, this is Robert here.
And I'm Sean.
Hi, Robert and Sean.
Yep, that's not going to be confusing
that's
to anyone.
That's your names,
switch it. We did this bit earlier.
I'm Robert Coe.
I'm Sean Brew.
Well, you guys both have really short names.
Woo, we'll take it.
Hey, yo.
And I mean that as a compliment.
I'm very offended by that statement,
oh,
so.
God. Are you going to leave right?
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay, this is just Sean on this episode. So you guys have been on the show before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, do you remember fucking episodes, Robert?
I do remember the episodes, obviously.
Well,
I was on
they?
Phantom of the Megaplex. Scream Team. That was the name of it, right?
Yeah, Scream Team. Yeah.
And then the other one, the spy one that was super fun.
Jet Jackson.
That was such a fun
movie,
and I'm bummed I can't remember
it. It's okay. That was fun.
But Jet Jackson, Scream Team, and Phantom of the Megaplex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What were you, Sean?
So the first one I was on was Luck of the Irish, a movie about a magic coin. And then the second one I was on was called You Wish, and that was also about a magic coin.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Was there a magic coin or anything? Were you looking for that?
I was waiting for it to like pop up, like at least like a cameo of some kind.
Of a magic coin.
He had a coin.
Yeah, it's like, I really want to do like a Disney Channel like original movie like bingo card. That'd be a fun idea.
Fuck, I should make one.
You should do that.
Damn it. Okay.
And I was looking for that coin, but I could not find one. Mm. So I can only assume that like this is like a prequel to those movies.
Yes. This is a prequel to Luck of the Irish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay. If you guys had to say how would you tie this into the other movies you talked about on this podcast before? Can you find a common thread? That's not a magic coin for you, Sean.
Completely unrealistic bedrooms. No child's bedrooms look like the ones in these fucking movies. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It's way too clean.
It's too clean. It's too elaborate. You know what mine looked like as a kid? There were clothes and like dinosaurs everywhere. You couldn't walk on the ground. But like that's what I'm saying. Like you're portraying these children as if like they're like master carpenters. And I'm anyway, sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
No.
What about you?
My movies were so different.
I know, yeah. This is going to be kind of hard.
No one died, so I can't use the Scream Team. There's no special agents, so I can't use that one. What was it again? I already forgot.
Jackson.
They don't go to a movie theater. Although that, in the Phantom of the Megaplex, I think we were also supposed to like that guy, but I didn't like that guy.
Yeah.
He was kind of a brat.
Yeah. No, he was really boring. I didn't really find anything compelling about him. Yeah.
So that's how I connect it.
Okay. The unlikable main character.
Yep.
Okay.
Put that on the bingo cards.
Yes. Unlikable main character that they're trying to make you like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With like, they always have a very like defined flaw, which is, you know, like it's good, but like I think they take that flaw too far.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I did. Okay. I wanted to bring this up, and I don't. Did either of you guys watch that story?
So long ago.
Okay. You don't remember anything about
Not
her.
At all. Okay. I remember she can, like, superpowers?
She's psychic.
She's psychic. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's all I remember.
Okay. You?
No, I do not remember that. So, Raven,
okay.
I remember it would come on at night sometimes, but I never watched it.
Okay. So, do you know, I'm guessing, he was the main character. Kyle Massey was in That's a Raven.
Yeah. Oh, shit!
Yeah. He was Raven's little brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I knew he was in Cory in the House.
which is a spinoff of that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the character he plays in this movie universe. Is exactly the same person as the character.
Oh, really?
Played. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very greedy. No, his name is Corey Calvin.
Wow.
Very
just
similar.
C-names.
Oh, like, I'm fucking
Kyle
stupid.
Corey Calvin. Yeah.
Wow.
He only can do the...
I'm stupid. Yeah. Wow. I should have put that together.
No, it's okay, because you can
stupid?
Watch
what
it.
The
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's super so smart, nice. Yeah. He's in college.
Oh, nerd.
I know, yeah. How'd you do that?
We've both been to college.
How did I manage that? I paid UCSD lots of money.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like smart going there?
No. it's all business. I don't feel smarter. It's just like one of the you're on a campus and it's like you feel more productive, I think. Mm-hmm. is the right word.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
Where do you want to go with this, Sean? This is your show now.
Next question.
Okay. So these guys have been on the show a lot. And you probably know their life stories by now.
We're just
you know,
so
all
boring
their
now.
Opinions
all of them.
On Disney Channel. So let's get a little creative. So this movie came out in 2005. So yeah, what do you guys think of when you think of the 2000s? Which I think this is gonna be different for you guys. Not for any particular reason.
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm so bad. My memory's dog shit.
Yeah.
I was in the fifth grade when this movie came out.
Yeah.
So, who was... Is that when those weird bracelets came out that were, like, different shapes, the silly bands?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, kind of.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Is that a fashion thing? That's a fashion question.
That is a fashion
thing.
Fashion! Well, do you remember that? Like, they were, like, little bracelets that, like, shaped like a
it was like a dinosaur.
Yeah. A lot of different bracelet trends in that time. Like, the
Livestrong,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm.
And, like, every... cause that got a different colored band that like you have them all the way up your arm.
Yes. Did you guys wear bracelets? Did you ever wear the I Love Boobies bracelets?
No, I wasn't allowed to wear those.
Do you even know what we're
talking about? I don't remember that.
You were young.
Oh, it was for...
It was when we were like in high school, and then it gave like really pervy teenage boys a reason why they get to wear like something that says boobies.
It was breast cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
But it said I Heart Boobies. I had a couple stickers, but no,
okay.
No bracelets.
Did you want to really?
Obviously. I'm a mature motherfucker. Yeah, of course I did.
Wait, is that why everyone... It's not because they actually care about
bracelets. No! That's the brilliant thing about those bracelets.
Jesus, yeah. There's more guys that wear that than anything.
Yeah?
Yeah. What was like a perverted trend when you were in high school?
Ooh, yes. What's perverted about your high school?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What? What wasn't perverted about my high school? I don't know. I just like... The most like... I guess... perverse things that like I was
I'm so afraid
say whatever you want and then text me later and say take this out.
take this out
yeah.
No, I guess like exposed to was just like I was doing like theater in high school at least at the end
of
it.
Oh Jesus, this is where I was. Yep.
Like it just there were dressing rooms that could lock.
There were dressing rooms that could lock.
There were dressing rooms that could lock, and I think you can
where
like
I think
see
it is.
Where this is was going.
Wait, well, yeah. What's the craziest thing you've seen backstage?
Crazy scene I saw backstage. Funny or sad?
Oh.
Funny.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
I don't know why I asked that. No, it was just like I remember like a door at the back of the classroom that led into this hallway that was like the backstage or like the back of the backstage anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's where all the dressing rooms were. So you could be standing and looking through the window and you could see down the hallway. And I just remember I was eating lunch one day and like a person emerged from one of the dressing rooms. And then 20 seconds later, another person emerged from that dressing room.
Boinkin.
And they were together at the time. So, there was nothing to... imagine, I guess.
I knew what was going on.
That's
yeah,
the right
yeah,
word.
Yeah.
That was the
yeah,
right word.
Yeah.
There was nothing. Yeah, anyway. But yeah, what about you?
I same thing. I mean, it's theater people in
horny
rooms that lock.
Yeah.
But.
Crazy kids.
Yeah, we were just talking about 2005.
How did we get
there? And we were
here?
Children. How did we get there?
Yeah. Because
we were talking about pervert. We were talking about I Heart Boobies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is like terms. Maybe more 2010, 2011. Yeah. But anyway.
That shit all meshes together.
Yeah.
I don't
no, it's really hard to remember. But yeah. did you, what do you think of when you think of the 2000s, early mid?
Wait, what grade? I hate to do this to you, sorry, but I'm going to do it. What grade were you in 2005?
Were you in a grade?
I wasn't in a grade.
Oh my God!
In a grade. I was, I was young. So.
Wait, are you a 2000 baby? I know I've had this conversation several times, but I think I've blocked the answer. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
He was four.
I know. Jesus Christ.
Trends. What can I say? I wasn't a trend chaser back then. I was in my own little world. No, I can't really imagine like trends other than like just whatever I was personally into that may or may not have come out in 2005. But in reality, it was more so stuff that came out like 5 years prior that whatever there was a DVD of that I was like super into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a fucking four-year-old.
As a fucking four-year-old. Oh, God, that really does... That puts it in perspective, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, we were in fifth grade. Ooh.
Yeah. Wait, did you ever think it was cool that, like, we graduated 12th grade in 2012?
So that is the only reason I know what grade I was in.
No,
it's because
helpful.
That's just one of those,
Mm-hmm.
Class of 12 of 012, or 012, just 12.
12. You could say 012.
Sure.
Yeah. Wait, did you think that, like, the world was going to end in 2012, or, like, did you think it was, like... What did you think of that whole thing?
Oh, the whole, like, the Mayan calendar thing?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think it was going to, but I thought, like, that's a fun... Hey, guys, we lived through the apocalypse. Like, that's awesome. Like, that kind of dumb shit.
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Did you have a bunker?
No.
You were ready to go?
No.
She had a bunker.
Definitely. I did, yeah.
The exact time that the world was supposed to end in 2012.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a Chinese food restaurant with my grandpa and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were just, like, looking at, like, the watch, right? And just, like, watching it click over. So, like, as they're bringing in, like, the entrees or whatever, you know, it's just like,
wait, what did you order?
Huh?
What did I order?
Yeah. I was a big fan of these, like, beef skewers.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the restaurant called them, but... they were very tasty. But like they set down these beef skewers on my plate and then like it clicks over and I'm just like, yay, you know, apocalypse time. And then it's just, you just start munching. So that was surreal.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That's so impressive that you remember what you had
so weird.
11 years ago.
You have such a good memory.
Yeah.
See, I had a good memory. I've had a really bad memory recently. Anyway, sorry.
Wait,
tell us about your early onset dementia.
That's just a hate.
How do you? Okay. What's an embarrassing thing you were into in the 2000s?
So you sent me this question. Yeah. I didn't think about it because like everything I'm interested in is kind of embarrassing.
Me too.
But I, especially in like. That age, I was really into ska music.
Oh, nice.
Like, Real Big Fish, Streetlight Manifesto.
Oh, okay.
OC Supertones for the super obscure people. And, like, to the point where it was kind of part of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, ska music. I still love ska music, but just not... I talk about other things now.
Wait, was that, like, everything you
It was a
about?
Lot. And I don't... I, like, didn't know enough to talk about it. I just talked about it.
Yeah.
So...
how did you get into it?
There was in my Boy Scout troop.
Oh, damn, he did Boy Scouts. Wait, did you finish all of it?
Yeah, I'm an Eagle Scout.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
I know, sorry.
Wow.
but the older scouts were super into ska music for some reason. Which meant I got really into ska music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I sometimes listen to ska now.
Aww.
That's nothing to be ashamed of if you like it, you know?
Yeah, but when it's all you talk about...
Well, no, I mean, like, back in the day, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, everything in moderation, but I'm just like, you shouldn't feel bad about listening to ska.
Oh, no, I don't give a shit. Real Big Fish, I'd 100% go to their concerts now.
Mm.
But I talk about other things. What embarrassing thing were you into at this time, always?
2000s. I mean, I was just, like, really into, like, teen pop star girly shit. I don't know. I was really, really obsessed with Hilary Duff and got really deep
into
that. I was. I were. I am.
There you go.
Well, okay, less... I was, like... I knew everything about her, and I had, like, all her, like, Life Story magazine. Like, I have, like... My parents just came to visit, and they gave me a whole box of memories. adorable.
That's adorable.
It's all
I love that so much.
So, I have like pillows and all this shit. And like, I remember one time I had like saved $100 and I went to her concert and my mom told me, don't spend all of this. I spent all of it.
Nice. As you
should've.
I'm
like such bullshit too.
As you
like should've. I had necklace and like t-shirts and like stuff like that. Now I was, I don't know if I would call that embarrassing. My whole, like, if you went into my bedroom up until like early high school, it was just all posters of her. So I find that slightly embarrassing, but like, I'm okay with it now. I feel like it like made me. Were you guys like poster people? Did you have like stuff all over your walls or not so much?
Not until I worked at the movie theater when I got free posters.
Oh,
and then
wait,
it's like,
really
shit,
cool.
I just put whatever the fuck I want up.
Yeah.
Like, some movies I hadn't even seen, the poster is just cool.
Yeah.
But not as a kid.
Oh, okay. What about you?
I loved posters.
You were a poster child?
I was a poster child. but yeah, no, there's a lot of posters on my walls now anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. Yeah. Does Jerry like them?
Does Jerry? Oh, he loves them.
Oh.
My turtle. yeah.
Wait, why isn't he here tonight?
Why isn't he here tonight?
Yeah.
No,
I brought a mic for Jerry.
Yeah.
You brought a, oh, there is. That's what number four is for. no, he had some business to take care of down in Cancun.
Oh, yeah, he's always so Cancun,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's going to Cancun and then Grenada. Anyway.
Wow.
Yes.
Wait, is there Grenada, Mexico?
Grenada is like over by the Caribbean.
Oh.
He just fucking knew that.
God, Sean is so smart.
Stop. No, I was talking with some. I don't. Anyway, we're good. yes, okay.
I have to go pee. Somebody interview somebody else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Or if this is in the podcast. We are control the podcast now.
Oh,
no.
Oh, okay.
All right. What more can we talk about posters?
you know, while you talk about posters, I think there are more pressing matters that we need to talk about.
Like what?
Have you heard of the crisis facing the...
I love watching this is so entertaining.
The North Atlantic giant squid. Have you seen this problem?
I have not.
All right. We're going to switch topics then.
This is now a squid podcast.
This is about the squid podcast. Mm. Did you know that they recently discovered a living giant squid at the surface, and they posted the video online, and it's one of the few times that it's actually been like alive, because usually they're dead.
I hate everything about the oceans. So that is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Have I talked to you about the thalassophobia?
And then the submechanophobia.
Oh,
like
God,
that one
no.
Either, no!
Emily just found a video game where it's just like some dude with a spear gun in the middle of the fucking ocean, and you're just like swimming around, and you're like catching fish, and then the music changes, and a fucking squid comes out of nowhere, and that's, you just have to fight the squid in the ocean. I hate everything about it. It's amazing you brought this up, because we were just talking about it, and I hate it.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy to think that we've only discovered, like, what, like 3% of the ocean or something?
See, I don't want to, let's not, that's all we need. I don't need to know what's down there. Mm. Like, no.
You know about the coelacanth, right?
Oh, that sounds like something I've heard of before?
It's like the dinosaur fish.
Oh, yeah, the, like, living fossil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's deep ocean? That's far away from us, right?
No, that's in Africa. It's like this one like specific spot in Africa that like 200 of them live at.
And just like time didn't touch them there.
Yeah,
they're just still there.
They're just vibing.
Nice.
They're just unbothered. They're what we call lobe-finned fish.
He just knows this shit.
Okay. How do you know so much about animals?
I don't know. I was an Animal Planet kid. So I was like, oh,
we're talking about squids now. Squids and the fish.
Yeah, we were talking because they posted this video of like a living giant, like colossal squid or something. Or was it giant squid? There's a difference between the two. I can't remember. But it was like alive. It was dying, but like it was like moving around and stuff. And that's like crazy because usually every time they pop up, they're dead.
Pop up from on
like they
land?
Surface because
they
live so deep underwater. Mm-hmm. It's like usually like if they die. Usually something will happen to them, or like maybe they'll get eaten. Sometimes they sink. Anyway, so yeah, it was just interesting. But yes.
Wait, where'd you see this?
It was just a video.
The internet.
What's that?
That's right. Because back in 2005, the internet didn't exist yet. Oh.
That's when the Oregon Trail was, right?
That's when the Oregon Trail was and the Gold Rush.
Are we going to start talking about Oregon Trail?
I'm lying. I'm being facetious.
Are we going to start talking about Oregon Trail?
I was trying to, like, segue back into, like...
Oh.
Life is rough.
I was trying to say.
You know what they have in the Oregon Trail? Dogs. Aren't dogs great? Hey.
I do love when I get really off topic when I'm interviewing people and then they try to like. They
like wheel it back.
Wheel it. Like, you know how they had like wagon wheels on like covered wagons on the
covered exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the Oregon Trail. That was a video game. Kids like video games. And there were kids in this movie.
There were. Man.
There were at least two.
You guys, we should start a podcast.
We should. Life is rough.
Life is rough. Okay.
Is tough. No, it's rough. You're right. You're right.
Okay. Yes. This
oh,
is a...
dogs say rough.
Did you... Wait, you
I
didn't know
so
that?
I'm so dumb.
Oh my god, it took him this long.
I am so stupid.
Life is rough.
Anyway...
Wait, did you guys have dogs? You did. Did you have dogs?
My dog just died kind of recently.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. We have another dog now. His name is Huxley.
Huxley.
He's a chonker. We fucking love him.
Aww. What kind of dog?
A mutt.
Oh, nice. So everything.
Everything. Kind of like
the dog
Tyson.
Tyson. His name was Tyson.
Tycho.
Tycho.
Tycho. Okay, okay.
Tycho Waititi.
Oh, okay. I got to ask. Okay. This is not related. What do you guys have any favorite like one-hit wonders or like, you know, like just bangers from the 2000s?
Fucking Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love that song. Yeah. And that song kind of made a comeback sort of recently.
It did on, like,
on
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made me so fucking happy.
Yeah. I love that song. I really do. What about you? Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm trying to like, I don't know which ones were like one hit wonders.
Or just a song where you're like, wow, that's a fun song, and I can't think of anything else that person did, regardless of it.
He didn't know Nirvana, not to talk about something that wasn't
on
the recording.
I do know Nirvana.
Mean.
I've listened to a lot of their
he doesn't
stuff.
Like
I just
Nirvana.
Didn't. I just wasn't into Nirvana. Mm. You know?
Okay. Stacey's Mom. Sorry, that was another
one.
Oh, that's
another. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one's a good one. That wasn't Nirvana.
No.
I know. I asked that.
Do you find it offensive calling people one-hit wonders?
No. I mean, hey, man, I guess being a one-hit wonder is being a no-hit wonder.
Yeah,
I mean,
a
no-hit
than...
not wonder,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. That's all you have to say.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we can get the movie, but I have to know who's your favorite famous Sean?
Who's my favorite famous Sean?
Yeah.
I was actually doing some like research into this and like
Jesus Christ. I'm glad. I'm really glad. Because I was thinking about that and I'm like, I can only think of two.
There was a I think my favorite Sean, I feel like by default it kind of has to be Sean Bean, you know?
Scene Bean.
I was going to say like it's just one letter away from being Sean. No, but he's cool. He was Boromir and then he was Ned.
But yeah.
He was a National Treasure.
He's a National
Treasure.
Who is
the National Treasure?
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Wait, what else is he in?
I don't remember.
Okay.
He was in it though.
Yeah.
Wait, no, what other? Okay, I'm going to look him up. Sean Bean?
Yeah.
Sean Bean, yeah. Ned Stark. That's what Ned was. Yeah.
Oh, from Game of Thrones, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And Boromir.
He was Boromir.
Was Boromir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Lord of the Rings.
I've only seen the first one.
Do
the fifth one?
Not tell
the first
Emily
one.
That.
Oh.
Well, that's Christian's favorite movie, but I have not watched, yeah.
I loved Lord of the Rings when I was a kid, man. Little six-year-old me, freaking into it.
Did you follow it?
Where was it going?
No. I mean, like, you understood, like, everything.
Oh, I mean, like, I probably didn't understand, like, the politics of it, you know, but it's just like...
I didn't do a good job of explaining that. Didn't get the politics.
I didn't agree, yeah. You mean, like, the plot?
Yeah, that's what I meant by that, yeah.
I just, like, you know, you root for the guys, and then you hope they kill the scary guys with the hoodies.
That's the plot of the
scary
movie, yeah.
Plot,
yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, but I was into it. Because you were, when did you, what year did you first watch, how old were you when you first watched it? There we go.
That is an excellent question. I was older, like, I was old enough to understand it. Mm. So, that age.
Okay.
honestly, probably.
You still haven't... Yeah, don't tell Emily you haven't watched that yet. That's her favorite movie.
Yeah, because she's really into it.
Yeah, she's got a tattoo of it.
Yeah.
You're wearing the One Ring right now.
I am, yeah. My engagement ring is the One Ring from Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm putting on his engagement ring.
Oh,
damn,
shit.
Wow. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah. Turn it off.
Let me see. It doesn't fit me, so it's fine. No, sorry.
You put on the ring and you're just gonna hear.
Yep.
Wait, does it say like Lord of the Rings
it's,
stuff on it?
So it's in Elvish.
Oh wait, because this is like a placeholder. Or no, yeah. This is not your like the one that you're gonna wear
no.
for the rest of your
life. No. This is just the I think it's stupid. I don't know if you can keep this in
if you
want.
No, I agree.
I think it's dumb that guys don't get anything. They're like, here's this ring I spent all this money on, you take it.
Yeah.
And then like I get nothing, so I bought a $20 ring on Amazon.
Aww.
It's dope.
And it's mine.
Okay, I guess we'll get in the movie.
Yeah!
Finally.
I remember this movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about Life is Rough. Mm-hmm. How does this rank among the movies you've done? But the movies you've been in, because it's many.
Been in some of these movies?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If you look way in the back during the like, dog show, I'm in the state. You can't see me too well, but I'm there.
Hell yeah.
You have to freeze frame it. 44:37.
Okay.
Someone do that.
Yeah.
I'm way in the back.
Gotta look.
I had not heard of it, but I guess ranking, I do think Luck of the Irish is still probably the best of the three I've seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, I like You Wish,
mm-hmm.
and this one for completely different reasons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I dislike them for completely different reasons. So, like, they kind of, like, it's like a pyramid, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, Luck of the Irish is at the top, but, mm-hmm. like, you got the two fighting siblings down at the bottom.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah. What about you? How I guess you've seen a bunch of them, so
yeah,
like
I have.
Numerical rating.
Where's this rank? I'm gonna say right in the middle.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, maybe a little lower, but yeah, it's average.
Lower middle.
Yeah, it's okay. What about you?
Yeah, it's fun. It was I had fun with it. I mean, again, didn't like the main character, but
mm-hmm.
it was fun.
Okay, cool. So, have we talked about it yet? No, we talked about this in real life, not on mic. Okay, so this, you can never tell. This movie stars Kyle Massey of That's So Raven fame and Cory in the House fame. This is a bit of a walk. Okay, so when I first met you, Robert, you really reminded me of the, maybe you probably won't know who I'm talking about. Okay, the guy who plays his best friend on Cory in the House, which you never watched.
Nope.
Have you?
I don't know if that's an insult or a
compliment. No, it's good. You look like him, and like also, you kind of act like him. Okay, here.
In Cory in the House?
Yes. This guy. Don't you think you kind of look like him?
Okay. What is his name?
Jason Dolly. Yes.
All right.
Do you recognize him at all or no?
Not at all.
Okay. See, not your realm. Okay. So you here. Do you recognize this guy? Did you see him in any of the Disney Channel stuff? He's in Good Luck Charlie. Did you ever watch that?
I've seen this guy.
Voiced a character in VeggieTales.
Wait, who?
Kid Monk? I don't know.
Oh my god.
But he was in VeggieTales. I am taking this as a compliment.
Wait, were you guys being VeggieTales? Were you?
I mean,
I was kind of forced to be a VeggieTales.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't really have a choice.
I was kidding.
Oh my god. From your, like, your schooling?
Our school, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Who was your favorite character?
Larry.
Okay.
Larry Boy, are you kidding?
Yeah. What was the young guy, the like kid?
The asparagus?
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't
know. That was my favorite character.
See, I was kind of weird because like as much as I like...
You were weird?
No, just the whole situation.
He was weird.
As much as I was exposed to VeggieTales and as much as they wanted to like red pill me with it, I just couldn't like... I didn't like the premise. I didn't like the characters. I could not get into it. And I just remember sitting the whole time thinking, I don't like this.
Did you not like how they held things, but they didn't?
They didn't have hands?
That kind of bothered me, honestly.
I guess I just didn't like that they were like vegetables, you know? I just didn't like the... I didn't like how humble it was. I don't know if that makes sense. Let me rephrase that. It's just like, I'm just like, listen, okay, yeah, oh wow, look, it's cool because vegetables don't actually talk, but I'm just like, I was at home watching two fucking dinosaurs like going toe to toe. I'm just like, if I had a choice between them, you know which one I'm going for.
The dinosaurs?
The
dinosaurs.
And I was like I said, at that time, I was like still getting into like Lord of the Rings too. So it's like,
I was already like getting into like the broader like cinematic like world. I was just like, I couldn't be bothered with VeggieTales. Everybody else in my class, they thought it was the funniest thing, and I just remember me just like just seething in the back because I'm just like, oh, I don't like VeggieTales.
Do you not like religious undertones tied in with produce?
I just knew what they were doing. I knew what they were doing. Like, religious undertones. I'm just like, dude,
that's
just,
funny.
Dude,
which something. I didn't realize they were religious until really? I realized the only place I ever saw them was church. But
yeah.
Until there was like a baby Jesus episode that made, or no, past, I don't know. There was one that made it pretty obvious, but yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. The Passover episode of VeggieTales.
VeggieTales where they go in and see all their like baby like potatoes like just killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was oh, God,
I missed
yeah.
that one.
The baby carrots just shattered.
Oh, God.
Okay, I guess we're going back to the movie. This movie came out on July 15th, 2005. What were you doing that day?
2005, fifth grade. I don't know why, but fifth grade, I was Mrs. Embry. So let's just say this was the day that happened. We were doing group activities, and my group was really loud and not doing the activity, whatever it fucking was. And so I just went and I sat next to the teacher, and she looked at me and goes, why aren't you in a group? Because they're not working. She goes, well, you have to work. It's a group project. And I said, okay. And I went back to the group. And then I failed that assignment.
Oh,
I know.
I'm so sorry.
So that's what it was when this movie was coming out.
Our school system.
Hey.
Do you have any projects. Commentary on that? In group projects, were you the person who did all the work or none of the work?
All the work.
Same here.
Yeah.
That's why we're all sitting here today.
Yeah.
What do you guys have to say to the slackers in all your group projects?
You were the smartest ones in the class.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you still got the grade that I got.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Mine always wavered. Like, sometimes I'd get really lucky and I would find kids, like, more, like, high-strung than me. And they're like, no, 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 don't worry. I'll take care of it, you know?
You're high-strung? What?
Maybe that's not the right word. Maybe paranoid is the better one.
Okay.
And surprisingly, you get to college and it's the exact same BS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It does not improve.
No. Okay, so I guess we'll get into the movie. Let's get into it. Life is rough. Rough. You gotta do dog noise. Ooh. So who wants to talk about the sad dog scene in the box?
Well, that was really sad.
Good luck, buddy. What did he say? Hang in there, buddy.
Oh,
or...
yeah, that little...
It was something like good luck. It was, like, pretty morbid.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there's just a box that says free puppies outside of, like, a convenience store, and, like, all the little kids coming out of this convenience store, like, they all want the black puppies,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want the one white pup. I think they were labs.
Yeah.
They all wanted, like, the black labs, but none of them wanted the yellow lab.
Mm-hmm.
And that never-ending box of puppies that had a fucking unlimited amount... Except for the one that kept popping up.
Oh, anyway. So very sad dog scene. And then it comes to, like, it comes to the scene where the yellow lab is the
raining.
Only one left. And it's raining and there's lightning. And then the dog frees himself and then lives a life.
1 year later.
1 year
he's
later.
He's in a trash can.
Wait, was that 1 year later?
Yeah, he's still a mutt. Yeah.
Wait, when he grows up?
Yeah.
That was just 1 year?
Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow, he grew up a lot.
Yeah.
Somehow got 168.
Jesus.
Like, grew to 168 pounds.
Wait, that's what he...
That little one kid, like the sidekick character...
Oh, that's right.
If you take what he said for fact, then the dog is 168 pounds at least.
I'm jumping ahead, but why are there always scenes in these movies where like someone shows up at your like window, even if you're... You know what I mean?
Did that happen in this one?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They like snuck it in the window or something.
Yeah, or he's like, Calvin, he's like, this weighs too much for my apartment complex. Why does that always happen? And has that ever happened to you? Did anyone ever throw rocks at your window? Were you on the second floor?
I was
on the first floor.
Is that why it never happened?
Yeah.
No one showed up at your window?
No.
It's something that only happens in movies.
Yeah. Does that happen to you?
No, I always wanted it to.
Right.
Well, I was on the second floor and there was a chimney, so you would have had to crawl up the chimney to like do
it.
And then it'd been really
good. Santa does it. It works.
That's true, yeah.
Wait, before we move on from the prologue or whatever, the dog catchers.
Oh, yeah.
When they're chasing the big dog.
Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh.
They, like, call for backup so many times. Like, how many dog catchers are there? It's like, get all units to this fucking dog that's fucking up this farmer's market or whatever. Like, we need backup. Where's my backup? It's like, is there dog catcher backup? What the fuck?
Dog wasn't even being aggressive. It was just this one moderately fast yellow lab, and there are like seven dog catchers that are just absolutely destroying this garage.
Oh, man.
They're causing more damage than the dog.
They were. Mm-hmm. The dog did. Also, the dog dresses up in a tutu at some point.
When did that happen? Yeah.
Which, was, I mean, it was pretty adorable, but like. I don't know.
And like they ADR, what is it called? Where they add in sound.
ADR.
And they did it so bad, like so the dog's going through the thing. It's like, he's messing up my clothes. I'm like, no one said that. It was just they added the audio later. Where it was like, get that dog. It's like, no one said that.
I'm glad you point that out because like usually in movies it's like very easy to like overlook stuff like that, but for some reason the ADR was so obvious in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime their back was turned,
they're adding in weird lines like they didn't say that.
You didn't need to do that. Come on, have more faith in your script.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they dog it gets sent to the pound.
The backup shows up.
There are like seven or eight dog catchers. It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
And they're treating this like it's like, anyway, maybe it's just a really boring town, but.
It's the most exciting thing that's happened.
Yeah. But even then, I'm just like, I'd be surprised if like a small town had like one dog catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because anytime they show the pound, there's only ever two people working there. Yeah. One of whom is a middle schooler.
I know. I was going to ask about that, yeah.
The pound that's like going out of business or like can't afford. Yeah, they were there was that whole thing about we can't keep. Tyson, what's his name?
Tycho.
I swear I got hit in the head or something. My brain is not working.
The dog.
Tycho, we can't keep... Don't name the dogs. You can't get attached to them because they can't afford to keep the dogs, but they can afford backup dog catchers.
I don't know if they were, like, hinting... I can't remember that plot point, but they were definitely hinting that they were going to put Tycho down.
Okay, yeah, I picked up on that, too.
It was, like, pretty morbid.
My God.
Aww. But anyway, yeah, dog prologue ends, and then it cuts to...
Calvin. Kyle Massey. He's the most popular kid in school.
But is he, though?
I'm confused about that. So why does he have so many, like, servants?
Okay.
And so many connections.
I wanted to talk about that, and that's where I'm just like, oh, this is just like, John Wick for, like, babies.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, to get it, to, like, elaborate
Wait,
on
for
that,
babies?
Like, don't worry, we'll get into that.
Okay.
For, like, younger people.
Okay.
You know, like, a lot less, like, murder. Okay. Even that's like kind of a strict. Mm-hmm. Like the amount of connections he has,
yeah,
and then his little sidekick is like, oh, here's your schedule for the day, you know?
Yeah.
And then he's taking applications to take a girl to like
oh,
a date,
yeah,
like,
that
girls
was,
like,
yeah.
And they're lining up to do it.
Right? Yeah.
And he knows everybody and he's got connections and he's mm-hmm. like blackmailing kids to like do his laundry, or maybe he's like paying them or something, mm-hmm. or like giving them things. And then, like, there's this one scene where, like, somehow he gets a hold of, like, this phone that isn't coming out in the U.S. for, like, a few months. And he somehow has it. And he, like, blackmails a kid with it or not. Like,
well, he did the whole thing where he set up the phone in the napkin dispenser for some reason.
I know, that was, yeah.
He was getting the...
a burner phone.
But it was to get the... It was, like, the playbook or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, like...
It was so unnecessary, like... All right, you leave the thing and then stack of newspapers
he's
and
like,
walk
where
away.
Are you? He's
yeah,
like, that doesn't matter.
Why?
What's in it for me? You're holding it.
You're, it's
like,
a phone.
Phone that he hid in the napkin dispenser.
Why?
I paused the movie to talk to my girlfriend about that. I'm like, ooh.
What did Sarah think?
We were just like dissecting it because like literally it's like the napkin holder like starts like lighting up. Okay, context on the scene. Basketball players come to Calvin.
Sorry, we're going to skip a lot of context in here. You just got to follow around. Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Basketball players, the best characters in this movie.
Yes,
they are.
Continue.
Best.
They're just like, hey, the rival team stole our playbook, and if mm-hmm. we don't do something, they're going to win the championship or whatever, mm-hmm. you know? Calvin's just like, oh, don't worry. I got a contact on the other side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he contacts a person from the school. Mm-hmm. He's sitting at a table, and the napkin holder next to him, like, lights
just
up.
Starts
and
lighting
his
up.
Impulse is to, like,
no, he
yeah.
starts tearing into it, and then he pulls out a phone and answers the call. Anyway,
How did he get the phone?
There's
so many
connections that I don't understand, yeah.
It's weaving. This movie has so much lore in it. It's like...
That they just don't talk about.
Yeah.
There's this iceberg, and you don't see the bottom of it at all.
Yeah.
Also, when the basketball players, like, showed up to say, like, hey, we lost our rule book or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a bully scene.
I know. I thought they were going to kick the shit out of him.
And because that's kind of the, he's like, come over here. We got to talk to you. Yeah. And he's like, hey, man, we need your help. It wasn't the stereotypical bully scene that I was expecting, yeah, which was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was. Oh, also, real quick, the guy who plays, like, Calvin's best friend, the inhaler guy, is the guy who plays Oliver on Hannah Montana.
Oh.
Do you know that?
Is that the little brother?
No, that's, like, her best friend, her guy best friend in the show. Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, we paused the movie again so that she could show me a music video that he did. The three R's, and it
was... Wait, what is the song called?
It's called The Three R's.
Wait, really? Yes. Was one of them, like, respect?
It was, like, reduce, reuse, recycle.
And oh, my God.
No, like, if you feel so glad, you don't need to include this, but, like...
No, I'm including this,
if you want to
yeah.
include, like, a bit from the chorus, it, like, look it up, it is magical.
Did it make you want to recycle?
He had a compelling argument. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know how you can watch that music video and not want to reduce or recycle. Anyway.
Okay, yes, so he's Calvin. He's got a best friend who does everything for him, and he's got a lot of connections.
Mm-hmm. And all he wants is the Gotham Man comics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gotham. Which is not Batman.
Definitely
it's
not.
It's Gotham Man.
That is the MacGuffin of the film. That yeah. It, like, drives him. It is the symbol of Calvin's avarice. He must have Gotham Man issue one, but the problem is, mm-hmm. thing costs, like, $3,000.
Yeah.
So they find a way that they can get the $3,000, and that's to win first place in a dog show.
Yeah.
And that's where the prologue comes into play.
But there's one problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
They don't have a dog.
Oh, they need a dog. Yes, they need a dog.
Also, before we move past, yes. the fucking... villain in this
oh,
movie.
Jesus oh my Christ. God.
He's the slimiest okay. fucking his yeah. like whole scene where he's the pregame
he's
show
like the
for
warm
the
warm up for the basketball.
Yeah. And he goes, if anyone can warm up this crowd, it's me and my stupid fucking dog that's yeah. got six names.
Yeah. Jacques.
One of which was Saint Germain. And I'm like,
you Jacques or something?
The
oh,
dog
it is Jacques,
Saint-Germain?
Yeah. Yeah. But so now he has a inspiration for wanting to do the show. So where does he find his dog?
At the pound.
Yeah.
With the many dog catchers.
Yes.
And the girl.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we didn't really talk about her.
Another tie-in that you guys won't know. The girl in this, I guess, love interest? Not really.
I felt that too, though.
Hinting
they
at it, they were going to go to the dance together. Yeah. They don't
the
go
dance
to,
that just never is mentioned. Yeah. They mentioned it like three times and then
yeah,
never
and then
again.
That's not like the closing scene or anything nope. like that. So it's her name is Kay Panabaker. She was in Phil of the Future.
No.
I'm sorry, we're the wrong ones.
They did not watch it. But yeah, no, she's kind of like your token tree hugger. Mm-hmm. Like, always has a cause.
She's the foil. She's the foil to Calvin.
Yeah. Mm. I guess this is kind of skipping ahead a lot. But basically, they go through a whole montage. They're trying to train the dog. They're trying to hide the dog from his parents because
oh,
they
yeah,
wouldn't...
The way they yes. hide the dog.
Oh, yeah.
In the jacuzzi! Freaking drown
oh, the jacuzzi, yes. I'm talking about the blanket.
Oh, that one's really cool.
Where the parents are so fucking stupid. Yeah. And, like, I understand suspension of disbelief, but, like, he covers up the dog with the blanket and then sits next to the dog, and the dog's freaking out, and the parents are like, what's going on? He goes, look at the weird mess I made, as there's obviously a dog in a blanket, and like, huh, my son's being weird and hiding things. It's like, yeah, it's a dog. Like... It's so annoying to me. That scene bugged me so much that it kind of, like, took me out a little bit. It's like,
yeah.
Also, as a random side note, since we're talking about the parents,
yeah.
I got to meet the dad. The guy
what?
Who plays the dad.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait, what?
I used to be part of, a production. We made a couple of shorts, and one of them, I can't remember if it was... We did one about a high school, and we did one about a movie theater. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember which one it was, but he played a character in it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and I got to meet him for like a hot second. I was like, hey, you're in Chuck, and then that's it.
He was in Chuck?
Yeah, he was in
Chuck. Okay, because I recognized
yeah.
him. Okay, yeah, I remember. Okay, yeah.
But that's just like, oh, shit, that guy. So, cool. So he's cool.
Yeah.
That was it.
Was he nice? He was really nice.
He was, I mean, for like the 3 seconds, like, oh, shit, and then that was it. But I felt connected.
Aww.
So
yeah.
It's my humble brag. I should have told him, hey, it was stupid the way you acted when you couldn't see that stupid dog under the fucking blanket.
And he was probably going to go, oh my god, I know! The script told me
so. Oh, man. But wait, can we talk about the skateboard wheels now?
Yes,
just the skateboards
can.
In general?
Yes, we can.
Oh my god.
Because Calvin.
Calvin.
Calvin rides a skateboard. Like, that's his thing. He's always skateboarding. And then he tries to get the dog to, like, tow him, right? Like, at one point, he's like, mush, or whatever. And then the dog takes off, and it's a funny scene where he, like, skateboards for a little bit. And then he goes on grass, and he's got suddenly these giant-ass skateboard, like, or all-terrain tires that he did not have earlier. And they changed color at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, the continuity was bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then later on, when it's a foam skateboard. They don't know how skateboards work.
Oh man, it's so funny. Anyway, the dog show.
Oh yes.
The first dog
the
show?
The first dog
number
show.
Number one.
It's where my favorite characters are like reintroduced.
Oh yes, the basketball.
Because the dog's all stinky and gross and they're like, the fucking Weasley kid comes out and is like, by the rules, the dog can't enter unless it's kind of pretty or whatever he said.
Yeah. Its nails are too long.
Yeah. And so Calvin calls in a favor.
Yeah.
And the fucking basketball team comes in with one of their moms who's a stylist?
Like yeah, hairstylist. Yeah. But she can do dogs.
Yeah.
Which that was really random, but then I was like, oh, okay.
It did good.
Yes.
Well, and the dude is like looking at the dog. He's like, hey, you're a champion. You're a winner. I was like, fuck, I love this character.
It was the best. And giving Tycho a pep talk. It's great.
It's amazing. Yeah. And they get the dog all cleaned up. And it's a race?
Yeah, which usually you're not running through stuff.
It's not a race between two dogs. It's just like one dog goes and then, okay, what's its time compared to another dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
I guess that's a race.
I guess it's just
whichever dog does it the fastest.
Basically, what's different is that both dogs run at the same time here. So that's the problem. And Tycho absolutely destroys this set. Like, there's no way in hell that this dog, like, managed to pass this, like, qualifying round after destroying the arena.
Yeah.
But they're just like, no, he wins, you know?
I thought it was all about, like, jumping over things and through things, and dog just wins because the script says so.
Yep.
They were pretty easy on him.
Yeah.
I thought there was going to be more discrimination against him because he's a mutt, and there was none of that. No? Like, except from the annoying kid.
Oh. Yeah! Everyone kind of loves the dog.
Yeah.
And they even give him a fucking kick-ass nickname.
Wait, what was
it? Tycho the Terrible.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That was
Tycho
great.
The Terrible.
I love that. I want to name a dog that.
So what happens after the first show?
Then there's this whole thing where, like, posters get put up around town. This was set. It was a picture of Tycho, and because Tycho was bought from, like, this dog shelter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have any, like, papers, you know, like, where he came from.
I thought this was pretty crazy. If he came from a pound, he wouldn't have had, like, a home before.
Well, no, I think, like, what they were getting at was that the dog escaped, was living on its own.
Okay,
the dog pound got it, and they just never thought to... It's a stretch, but...
Yeah, it was...
It's a stretch, but basically, like, they're just like, oh, the owners want Tycho back because they found him and they saw him in the dog show or whatever, you know? So, like, it's this whole character-changing thing where, like, Calvin, like, does the right thing for once, and he's just like, you know...
He doesn't want to, not originally.
He doesn't want to give the dog back because he loves the doggy.
Mm-hmm.
But he tells the other kid, his sidekick, like, go take down all of these posters.
And then he's like, no!
You do it!
Yeah.
The
he stood up to him.
He stands up for himself,
Stands up to
for
him
once
and
in his life.
It ends up being the wrong decision. So it's like
wrong timing,
Remember, kids, don't ever stand up for yourself. Don't do the right thing because it's a mistake.
But so he returns them to this people's house, and like the dog is very like standoffish, and he barks at them, and he doesn't want to come inside, and
the people don't like the dog.
Yeah,
the woman was like, "Huh, hi, puppy."
And then they bring it back to Emily is her name, the tree hugger.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Yes, and she's like, "Wait, that's not.
I took this photo."
So what happens then?
Well, they gotta go get Tycho back.
Because they know it's a farce.
The most anticlimactic heist ever. They just walk in.
I think it's funny because when they show up at their house, it's one of those classic moments where they have the window open. They're hearing them talking about the whole scheme.
Exactly what we need to hear about for the story.
Yeah.
And then the sidekicks, he's like, go distract him. And I'll sneak around. He's like, I can't do that. I'm not like you. I can't talk.
I can't lie.
That's right. Which was an insult?
It's like a backhanded compliment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does he do?
He tries to sell him magazines. Muscly Men or something like that. Yeah.
Wait, why did he have these magazines?
I want to know more about that. But...
Oh, yeah. And then he fakes having, like, an asthma attack. Then they sneak into the house and steal the dog and then run back out and everything's happy. And then there's, like, I thought it was going to turn into, like, a Luck of the Irish sort of situation where it was, like, this big car chase.
Oh, yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I just walk out.
Yeah.
It was good.
Well, I also love the line that the guy said. He's like, hey, if this guy dies on our porch, can he sue us? It's just such a great, like, fucking what'd you say?
Final dog show.
Yes.
And that's when the lady, or the Emily?
Yes.
She changes her mind and gives up on this whole protest thing that she was doing.
Well, okay, cycling back a little bit, I didn't like that she... Okay, so her and Calvin are getting along well and, like, playing video games together, and then he's questioning whether she could actually like the same comic books as him because she's a girl. Mm-hmm. And then she... he sees a commercial for the dog show, like, go on, and then he's trying to distract her and get her, like, out of his house, and then she's like, I'm so against these, and you can't like these because I don't. She's one of those people who you can't like anything that she doesn't like.
But then at the end of it, you know, just like, woo, go Taika.
Yeah.
Because I think it's because she sees that, like, oh, he actually does care about this dog, so whatever.
They make it to
the final
the final show. One. What about the all the decorations for the second show?
Oh, wait. Okay.
Mount Cutmore.
That was really fun. It was called, the theme of the dog show was Around the World in 80 Dogs. I think it should have been Around the World in 80 Barks, but that's me.
Dude, I hated those announcers.
Okay. I thought the, like, guy was kind of like a poor man's Jason Sudeikis. You see what I mean?
I can see it. That's funny.
No offense if you listen.
Can we also talk about, like, the biggest homie in that entire movie? Like, one of the biggest homies in that entire movie, easily an S-tier character, is there's just this old man in the backstage, and he sees that, like, Calvin and his dog are, like, running to go on stage. So he, like, looks around, flips a switch, and that cues, like, two jets of fire.
Why was there fire?
At a dog
show! Why was there fire at a dog show? That was so insane.
Oh man, it was so funny.
Also, not to shit on the, like, grand finale of that, but, like, it's a dog show. The dogs are supposed to do everything. Tycho didn't do shit in that thing.
Oh no, he did.
It was Calvin on the skateboard, like, kicking flips and doing shit as Tycho, like, ran alongside.
Yeah.
Even, like, the weave thing where the dog's supposed to weave through, Tycho ran along the side and he, like, skateboarded through, which was cool, but it's a dog show.
Yeah.
You should have lost.
Okay, there's another point at the end where, like, Preston realizes, oh no, he got the dog, and he, like, says to himself, I guess I'm gonna have to take matters into my own hands. And there is a scene where it's like he's backstage and he finds a sledgehammer. You almost expect him to, like, recite a Bible verse, you know, and then walk out on stage.
I'm so glad you said that, because I 100% thought that, like, he was going to take it and then just, like, look off screen or whatever, and then the next scene was going to be him, like, approaching Tycho with the fucking hammer in his hand. I thought that's what was going to happen.
Oh, he killed a dog. It was... Oh. No, yeah, anyway, so, like, Calvin does get sabotaged, but there's, like, this immediate thing where, like, all the judges are just like, oh, this must be Preston's doing.
It was ADR.
It was ADR.
He did it again. It was like, oh, he cheated. Oh, well, he's disqualified. We'll do that. Okay, good. Yes.
Because he's never seen after that, I don't think.
He's not in the last scene.
I don't think you see him afterwards. So it's like,
he just disappears.
They're just like, oh, we gotta resolve that plot point. Yeah. Anyway. So But he still wins anyway by default.
But I do like the scene where he like they undo the ramp that he's going up at the end, mm-hmm. so not he's flying through the air.
Flying through the air on like obvious cables. Yeah. Like he's just like floating for too long. He crashes into the judge's table.
It's even funnier because you almost wonder if like they didn't have like a slow-mo filter available, because if you see him on the wires, his arms are moving way slow. And
someone who's trying to look like they're doing slow-mo. Yeah.
So they have a press conference for him at the end.
What are you gonna do with the money?
Yeah, and then we all think. Well, what did you guys think? Do you think he like? Did you think he bought the comic book, or do you think he did the right thing?
I mean, we knew he wasn't gonna buy the like. At that point, his heart had changed or whatever.
Yeah.
But he gave the money to the shelter. He gave $5,000, and it saved the shelter.
Yeah.
It saved the shelter. By which, if you look at it, they put up party streamers. That's where the $5,000 went.
And I think I could be wrong. I could have just loved this basketball team. The basketball team who showed up.
Yes.
I cannot express how much I love these characters. They're the best. So I could just want them. Yeah. But they showed up to the second dog show to root on Tycho and Calvin. Yeah. I thought they were shopping. Like, there was some of them in the background, like, shopping for other... Or not shopping, but, like, checking out the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
No, the main guy escapes me, the main basketball guy, he, like, had a kitten.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was holding a kitten at the end.
I love those characters so much.
Yeah, me too. They really make the movie, yeah.
But, yeah, they're, like, at the end... adopting pets, yeah. Which is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, so he really saves the shelter. I bet all the pets got adopted. I didn't know there was cats there until the very end. Apparently.
That makes sense.
It's an animal shelter, yeah.
Animal shelter. But yeah, that is Life is Rough.
Yeah.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was a movie. Yeah, you guys liked it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. Did you like it?
It was fine, yeah. It was eventful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
You rank it lower middle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sorry. I've seen too many of these, but...
You've seen all of them?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, no!
No, it was good. It
can't
it was
be captured in a podcast, but, like, the look on her face when she looked at it.
I've seen too many. No, it was fun. It was fun. It was over the top, obviously, mm-hmm. but for that, it was actually pretty well acted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you guys remember anything about the fashion in this movie?
Nothing notable.
The dogs didn't wear a collar. It had one of those, like, harness things, which I think was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Much more fashionable.
Yeah, yeah. Seems more humane.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you, Sean?
It wasn't anything like Luck of the Irish where like she was wearing like a snakeskin jacket.
Oh yeah, no, nothing that cool.
Nothing crazy. There was a lot of short sleeve shirts over long sleeve shirts.
Did you guys do that?
No.
That trend where you wear like the long sleeve and then you wear the t-shirt.
Oh, I did a little bit. I did a little bit, yeah.
Would you wear it again?
If it was cold.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it not fashionable? I don't know.
I'm surprised that hasn't come back yet. I think a year let's from now. Let's do it. We're going to do it. That'd be funny if we all showed up wearing this.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think the perfect cosplay would be Matthew Lillard from Scooby-Doo 2. Because that's
what yes!
it's so good. Oh my God.
That was pretty much the only fashion. Yeah, people wearing t-shirts. She wears a lot.
Except for the sweater vest Preston.
Oh, yeah, wears, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is like, I don't think that's like actually like relevant. I think that's more so just like
to establish stereotyping.
That he's like, preppy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of the movie. That was kind of the fashion. It was pretty much nothing. Dog clothes. Yeah.
Dog clothes.
What do you guys think of dog clothes?
Wears a tutu at one point.
Oh, he does. And a very cute helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That doesn't fit on his little head.
On his little
dog head, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I don't know. I don't know if dogs like wearing clothes.
Yeah.
I don't think they do.
No.
Or they would.
Or they would.
Yeah. So I guess we're wrapping up. Are there... any of you guys want to promote yourselves at all?
Nope.
Hey, Sean, do you want to? Do you have any books that you want to...
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Do you have anything published author?
I do have some. I feel like we talked about him in like the last. I don't want to be repetitive.
No, because he's got more. You can be that guy.
I did another book. So if you like dark fantasy books, it's called Severed Part 2 Inferno. Yay. It's on Amazon right now.
Ayo.
That's what the main character says. That's his catchphrase. Yeah. Yeah, Jana, thank you very much for having us.
Oh, yeah, thank you guys for coming back. Awesome. Yeah, it was super fun. First time I did it in person with you guys, so this was cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, every time it's been on Zoom, it's much better in person. Are there any positive messages you want to send out to the world?
Don't take yourself so seriously.
I don't know. Yeah.
I forget what the basketball player says to Tycho, but it was something along
whatever he says.
You're fast. You're faster than you possibly even believe, you know, or something like that, but you're cool.
Aw.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. This was really fun.
Woo!
Yay! And join us next time when you watch a Disney Channel movie.
Bye! Bye!